All right, let's evolve into Airborne, the name of your smooth jazz band right now. And let's get the other two guys involved here, Tom and Greg Barino. And maybe, Tom, you can pick it up here and how Airborne first got started.
Well, Airborne was formed in 1988. And we're from New Haven. It's a contemporary jazz band from New Haven. And right now we have six different CDs as of date. We also got, we're very proud of the last one. It was called the Winds of Change CD. It became number 20 on the Smooth Jazz chart, so we're very proud of that. And our next CD is coming out in March of 2010. It'll be called New Horizon CD. It'll be on the Tilt Records.
Tom, keyboard singer of the band Airborne, and Greg Marino here, guitar player. Tell me about the rest of the band, the guys that aren't here today, and what they play and their contribution.
Yeah, it's a six-piece group. Like you said, I play guitar. Tom plays keyboards. We also have a bass player. His name is Steve Clark from Bridgeport. Our drummer is Dean Kosh from New Haven area. Our percussionist is Asher DeLaramie. He's also a New Haven area. And we also have a guest female vocalist, Elizabeth Dellinger, who helps us on the vocals and also does some great background tracks that become part of the instrumentals. And she does sing some stuff too, and she's awesome.
Tom, give me a little background on how you guys evolved into jazz. Is it something you always liked, even when you were younger, or something you kind of began to appreciate as you got a little older?
Well, we did start with R&B. I have to say we started with the R&B sound. And as we grew up and as being more musical, going to college, going for music, and we developed into a jazz band. We were first more for the old soul bands, and like when Johnny was said talking about the Tension Band, we went to the same. And that was a funny story that he wanted to tell you before, that we played a battle of bands one time it was Johnny Paris and the Variations.
Right.
And it was a battle of the bands, and we played, and our soul band was called United Soul, and his was the Tension,
the Variations.
Yeah. And at the end, the one band was supposed to win. So they named at the end his band to win, but they already had a plaque made with his name on it. I couldn't understand how they got it engraved so fast.
But as far as involving it to jazz, it's always been a part of what we always wanted to do, and now it. You know, at some point, as we've all of us here are a little over 30, you have to start doing follow your heart and what you really want to do. Yeah. And jazz is really where we feel what we want to do. And also, too, all our CDs is all our original music. The only thing, our new CD, we are going to do two covers. Yeah. We've never done that on all the six.
No.
And we're going to cover Billie Holiday's classic, God Bless the Child. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do like a smooth jazz arrangement of Bobby Head's Sonny. And so that should be interesting.
Most of our music right now has been smooth jazz, but you could call it world, too, because like our 2007 CD, we did a big band arrangement. We also did
An African piece.
We also did a salute to the first Americans, the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. So it's was our kind of artistic album. Our last CD, Winds of Change, was more on the smooth jazz vein.
Yes.
And
also, too, we got to say, while we do a lot of smooth jazz, the Latin Caribbean influence is very strong in our stuff. Yes. There's always percussion. The island influence is very strong.
Well, let's hear the title cut from Winds of Change. Before we play some of it here, just a little setup on what we're going to hear.
Sure. This is called Winds of Change. It was written by Tom on keyboards. It kind of uses mostly flute and a little guitar on there, and Tom takes a nice piano solo on that.
Thank you.
And there's some little background vocal tracks on there, and that's it.
The Winds of Change video, we're very proud of it, was presented at the Democratic Convention last year in Denver. So we're very proud of that. And also it's been viewed by thousands on YouTube. So it's been it was on Smooth Jazz TV, Fuse TV, and cable networks all over the U.S., the video of them.
As an inspirational piece.
Yes, it's
a message of hope.
It's a message of hope. Yes.
Tom, there's got to be a story on how you got your video played at the Democratic Convention. That's pretty impressive. So how'd they find out about it?
Because of the
Our
title.
Cousin Barack. No.
the title cut, Winds of Change.
We sent it to every senator in every state. We did our homework, and we sent it to every Democratic party in each state something. Democrat. We did something, but we did get it played.
You know, Wayne, I have to say something. These guys, probably on the internet, they're one of the most well-known jazz bands on the internet. Because this guy, Tommy, right here, he's on the computer every day submitting stuff to internet, you know, venues. And if you put Airborne in, it comes up quite a bit because they're all over the internet.
Well, here's a little taste of Winds of Change title cut from Airborne's latest CD. Smooth jazz from Airborne, title cut from their sixth CD called Winds of Change, the smooth jazz sound of Airborne. You guys also have some interest in global warming, hunger, natural disasters, new energy resources. Tell me about your tie into that.
Well, for years, since we have all these CDs, we always had a message in every CD. And we're very proud, too, that the World Peace Organization gave us a merit of honor for excellence in world music and as humanitarians, because we have a cause set up. It's called Musicians, Peacemakers, and Humanitarians, and all the funds go to that to feed the children. And it's been a wonderful thing. We also on the Connecticut Commission of the Arts performing roster, which we go into the schools. And we educate audiences and young children to jazz, American art form.
Yeah, we do a history of jazz where we start from the beginning, from 100 years ago, or how many years ago it was, and we go through the different decades and the different styles, and the kids love it. And they really do. We'll do some blues, we'll do some big band, we'll do some bebop, the cool jazz, the Modo Miles Davis stuff. And then, of course, we end with ours, which is up to date now. And we get a great response.
Because they don't get a chance to...
And we talk, we interact, we show them the different instruments, the different styles, what improv is, what soloing is. So that goes well.
Yeah, it is an American art form, and they don't get a chance to hear it. And it's very encouraging, because you can see the smiles on their faces that say, "Did we like this?"
What is the health of jazz these days? I don't just stare necessarily me with high school kids and the like, but I mean as far as the general population. There's so much stuff and new material now, even hip-hop and rap and so forth. But do you find that there is a demand, that there is an audience for smooth jazz like this?
Yeah, there's an audience. There's, you know, everybody likes what they like, but there's always going to be people who like jazz and really appreciate the art form of it. And, you know, people like what they like. They are bombarded with a lot of different music. But I think there's an audience there. And the festivals still pack in. And, you know, people come out to them. We did some outdoor festivals this summer in the Connecticut area. And there were over 1,000, 2,000 people at them. So, you know, it's a chill thing. You know, people come with a little glass of wine and maybe some cheese and crackers and or their families. And it's an art form. And it should be...
Saved, absolutely.
Saved, you know.
Tom, you mentioned improv. I want to hear how you guys improvise. I mean, how do you ad-lib? Is it because you know each other so well, you kind of know what the other's going to do? That's different from normal rehearsal when you're kind of going off the page.
Right. I would say we do both. Mm-hmm. We've been playing together a long time, but we're also schooled musicians. So, but then, you know, sometimes all the knowledge doesn't mean anything. You just got to dig deep a little inside and pull it out of you.
I have to tell you.
You know, where we kind of mix that balance between being schooled musicians and being street musicians, because we were both. And those two collide. Because sometimes too much structure loses its soul.
Yeah.
And then if you have just soul but no knowledge, you don't know where to go.
Yes.
So if you put the two together,
we were lucky that we had both. We were school musicians.
I think you should tell them, Greg, what school you went to and your connection with.
I still work for Berklee College of Music, and I went there up there in Boston. It's a great school. I mean, it was a wonderful experience. It opened you up to so many musicians. Being in the classroom was great, but just being around every person there is a musician, so it was music 24 hours a day. So,
Title cut we played, Winds of Change. How about another selection, a little bit of Better Days Ahead? Story?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's just a message of hope again. And if people out there do like what they're hearing, just go to our website, airbornejazz.com. You could get info on the group. You could even pick up a CD or just send us an email.
Yeah,
or also our performance schedule as to where we're playing.
You also could see concert videos.
There's concerts videos, so go to airbornejazz.com.
Better Days Ahead from the CD called Winds of Change, the New Haven-based smooth jazz band called Airborne. I'm on their website, airbornejazz.com, and they do a lot of appearances here, most of them down around the New Haven area. I've got one coming up tomorrow in New Haven at Cafe Goodfellas, and later on Milford, New Haven, and Wallingford, and I'm sure you guys will get up closer to. You said you just played in Hartford a while ago, though, right?
So, yes,
yes,
we
did.
So, people like this kind of stuff. You can either travel to the New Haven area or wait until they come a little closer to home, as the band is called Airborne. And so accomplished in the musician aspect of it that you kind of like know where each other's going, or do you actually try to improvise? We discussed improvisation before, but I'm just wondering whether you actually take an original arrangement and maybe by the time the whole thing is done, it's something different.
That happens.
Yeah.
That definitely happens.
The recording project, and I would write a song, or Gregory would write a song, or we'll write a song together. And then the three of us, the three leaders of the band, is me, my brother Greg, and is also Tom Sansone, our sax player. So we're the three main figures of the band, and we do all the writing. And then after we put that all together and we arrange it, we'll bring in the musicians to... But we don't restrict the musicians, though.
No, we let everybody bring what they do to the table. So where the song, if I wrote a song, where it started and where it ended up on the CD is sometimes two different places.
Mm-hmm.
You let it grow, you let it breathe. I mean, the writer, of course, you make the final cut or decision where it's going to go. But I always let the other musicians play and bring what they bring, because then they play the best. If I tell them, you got to exactly play this, they don't play well. if you let people, especially with jazz musicians, do their own feel,
yeah.
I know that they play well and that they're going to bring the best that they can. I might make a suggestion or two, but you talk it out and you work it out and they'll say, oh, yeah, let me try that. And, you know, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You try something else.
Airborne sound is more of an ensemble sound. It's not, you're not going to just hear saxophone all the time, and you won't hear guitar or piano. As you notice that, as what you've been playing, you'll hear a guitar play the melody at time, or the flute will play with the melody with the guitar one time, or the sax will play, or the keyboards. And we also bring in horn sections. We also have string arrangements and vocal arrangements. So it's quite a... And tough mixes, huh, Greg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hours of mixing it all
together. By the way, Greg is the engineer for Airborne.
Yeah, so I do the recording. And,
Do you guys have real jobs, like, you know, that pay the rent? This is like a side thing, or is this thing actually...
Oh, no,
we're
real
musicians.
Jobs. Not a side thing.
We're musicians.
None of us.
Musicians.
Yeah,
we're musicians.
No,
I'm a full-time agent.
Yeah.
We do it full time. I mean, we got bags under our eyes. We're working hard all the time.
Yeah. As you can tell, you won't get the quality of that if you weren't doing it all the time.
So we mentioned the website, airbornejazz.com, and is there other places people can get these six CDs, including the most recent one here called Winds of Change?
You could get it from our website. You could get it from cdbaby.com and Amazon.
Amazon. But if you go to our site, it'll go to...
PayPal, through PayPal.
And we also have a CD sale going on. We call it our Global Economic Recovery Sale. It goes with the times. You could buy on the website, if you buy more than one CD, two or more CDs, you get them for $10, free shipping worldwide. So that's pretty good.
If you buy directly through us, you'll save money.
Save money.
But some people want to buy through CD Baby. That's fine. But if you do buy direct, we do have a PayPal account, the whole bit. And
you have the options on our website to go to any of these other different merchants. You could buy them directly from us.
Or digital downloads. If you don't want to buy a CD and you want to just download
all on the website,
a song.
Yes.
And the website is airbornejazz.com.
And guys, Airborne is spelled A-I-R-B-O-R-N-E.
That's Greg Barino, guitar man, Tom Barino, keyboards, and the vocals as well. Good luck with that smooth jazz sound of Airborne at airbornejazz.com.
Thank you for having us.
Guys, thanks very much. Good stuff.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Airborne on 14 WILI Willimantic.